Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein, and this is the Song Travels Podcast. Each week on Song Travels, my guest and I share an hour of conversation and music. The Song Travels Podcast features some of my favorite moments from the interview. To listen to full episodes online, visit npr.org, and for more podcasts, subscribe at itunes.com/songtravels.
To support the series, join the Friends of Song Travels. More information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/songtravels.
My guest today is vocalist, bassist, and songwriter Kate Davis. From a young age, she has received national recognition for her distinctive voice and bass playing. It's a great pleasure to have her on the show today. Kate Davis, welcome to Song Travels.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Kate, do you have a favorite kind of music?
I can't say that I have a favorite kind of music, like a genre, but I know there are certain sounds and song styles within genres that affect me, and as long as there's able to be something communicated, like, you know, via a lyric or a melody that sings to me, I mean, that's what I love, which has proven difficult because it makes it very hard for me to identify myself musically because there is so much I love and so much that influences what I do.
What do you learn from standards?
I've learned a lot about how you use words to mean something. There are a lot of different ways that words have been used within the big genre of, you know, American songbook in the standard. But there's a way to write a word and to have a melody note exist with it. It's just like an important part of writing. And, you know, obviously not every single song in the Great American Songbook employs this, but when it's done right, it's right. And I think that that can still be done, and that there's a great importance to having those two things work together. And that's, I think, the biggest thing I've learned. Just have it make sense why you're using something with another thing. Maybe that actually is the biggest thing I've learned, just to have things mean something. You know, I think that there's been a lot of music that hasn't meant so much. Maybe it's just music for music's sake or just garbage or whatever. But there's a lot of thought that goes into those songs, and they mean a lot of different things for a lot of different people. And I like that openness, but I also like that there's colorful language and that there's beautiful harmony and just like a sing-songiness about it that I've tried to emulate. I don't know so much about other styles of songs, but you have
synthesized into your writing many different styles,
right?
Which is wonderful. So sometimes it's not intellectual. I think that you are a sponge, that you seem to soak up a lot of things, and then they organically come out in your voice.
That's what I would hope. I mean, I love a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And there was a time when I really tried to write music in the style of a standard, and it was really hard for me because I'm not, you know, that guy who lived in that year, who had that kind of lifestyle, who, you know.
That's a good point.
Everybody's a different writer, but there's just such a huge time difference.
Yes.
So much is different now than it might have been when, you know, Tea for Two was written.
Yes, it's true. It's like if you take any of those songs, like They Can't Take That Away From Me, which is one of my favorite Gershwin songs. Mm-hmm. If that song was written and introduced today, it would get no attention.
Right.
Because
it just doesn't seem as relevant to people who might be caught up in the culture. But, I mean, the thing that's beautiful about that kind of music is that it's always going to be relevant because, you know, love is important and relationships are important and heartbreak is important. Like, none of that's changed. It's just maybe, like, the way it's presented.
Yes.
So.
You've created a song called Sunday Morning, which is interesting to me because I don't think of musicians as being early risers. Are you an early riser?
No, I wish I were. I got up earlier to do this morning than I do most mornings for anything else. But the musician hours keep me up late, but there is something about a Sunday morning. It's like the end of the week, and you don't want to do anything, but you kind of have to. And really, the song was just kind of a very open letter to writing. I was having a really hard time being a writer. You know, I just had like a couple of very slow months as far as writing was concerned, and I just decided to channel my frustration into something that was basically just a song to songwriting.
Oh, great.
So somehow it happened, yeah.
And it was born.
It was born.
Well, here it is, Sunday morning.
Don't want to talk about it. Do you see anything here worth mentioning? It all became clear Sunday morning. It all became clear Sunday morning. Set the table, clean the sheets. These are things I
You've been listening to the Song Travels podcast. To stream the full hour of this program, visit npr.org, and thank you for listening. I'm Michael Feinstein, host of Song Travels. To support this series, join the Friends of Song Travels. You can find more information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/songtravels.